It's Friday, June 5th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. France and Germany launch Gaia X. What's that? Google and iOS for physical security keys. And hire or wire. What is it and why you should care? This is the Business of Tech. France and Germany on Thursday backed a plan to create a cloud ecosystem with a focus on reducing Europe's dependence on Amazon, Microsoft, and Google. The project is dubbed Gaia X and looks to establish standards for storing and processing data on servers that are located locally and comply with the EU's laws on data privacy. French and German companies are planning to set up a non-profit foundation to run Gaia X and focus on a common set of European rules. Why do we care? I'm actually not at all surprised the Europeans are looking at an alternative. All of the downside of big tech was so much less of the upside. It makes logical sense they would consider a different direction. Is it too late? That's the key question, although carving off a portion of the market that wants privacy could be an interesting opportunity. We saw earlier in the week Zoom making end-to-end encryption part of a paid package. I do expect we'll see a number of companies and individuals pay for more privacy. The lens of opportunity. Clear for those serving European customers to track this project, and for those in the US, consider if privacy is going to be a feature customers will pay for. Google account owners can now leverage the built-in support for physical security keys in iOS. Apple's addition of broader support in iOS 13.3 added native FIDO-compliant USB-C, NFC, and Lightning security keys, all of which are now leveraged by Google. Why do we care? Privacy being a theme for two stories today, physical security keys are a great option for security, and the confusion on setup and leveraging them effectively screams opportunity for service providers. Ensuring they are deployed, but also deployed correctly, is a significant value add, and now even easier. If you think about the kind of targeted attacks we've discussed even this week on the show, this is a pretty powerful tool in the protection against that. In the show notes is a link to an interview with Jim Gibbs by Marketplace.org, which dives deeper into the discussion of investments in equality, and specifically, the concept of hire or wire. Hire people of color or wire them investments. Only 1% of VC-backed startups are headed by Black founders, and only 3% of VC investors are Black. Some major investors have noticed and are getting the message. SoftBank quickly put together a $100 million opportunity fund that will invest only in companies helmed by people of color. The VC firm Andreessen Horowitz is ponying up $2.2 million for founders from underrepresented and underserved backgrounds. Bank of America is committing $1 billion over the next 4 years to addressing racial and economic inequalities. And Goldman Sachs' fund to back companies fighting for social justice is starting at $10 million. Additionally, for another long read, a piece from the New Stack, which provides directions for companies and individuals to get involved. The question, why do we care, seems small, but why do we care? Look for an editorial this weekend about the infusion of capital into a market and how it can affect the behavior of companies. Words are one thing, but investment is more. Hire or wire is a great framework. The article from the New Stack gives a long list of things you can do rather than just sit on the sidelines. This has been an uncomfortable week. However, that's the point. For many in our society, we have the ability to not be uncomfortable. These protests remind us that for many others, they are always this uncomfortable. I talk a lot on this show, but on this, I'm trying to listen more. If you're uncomfortable, remember, that's actually the message. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. I mentioned a weekend editorial. There'll be a bonus episode on Sunday with that insight, how capital can affect a market and why you should care, particularly as a technology services company. You can find that here on the podcast or as a video on YouTube. Find that on our website at mspradio.com. See you on Sunday for that bonus episode and back on Monday with a regular news episode.